Thank you for tuning in to the FactCheckVaccine.com audio stream podcast. If you find the following information helpful, please share it with others. And now, we begin the audio stream.
There were many things unprecedented in WHO management of international emergency. Totally unprecedented. The fact that they used a test called PCR, which is a research device, but not a diagnostic device. It's never been approved by any quality control, by any international consensus, only by WHO itself. So this is new. The other thing that's new is that suddenly you lock down the whole world almost on the basis of a test or about what WHO does or what WHO says to the media. And a third is the masks, because it's never happened that WHO promotes the mask. Until June, it was no mask. From June, they made a resolution and they said, okay, masks only for health workers, only for doctors. Okay, and that makes sense, you know, a bit. Or old people, that's not always makes sense. But from October on, they said everybody should wear a mask. And they don't even discuss the validity of the mask, the quality of the mask, the label. Who has measured the quality of the masks? In fact, the masks are a harm to people. And if you breathe too much masks, it creates a bacterial pneumonia and staphylococcus and other things like that. It's documented. It's even documented by Dr. Fauci, who wrote an article in a journal in 2008 with many scientists, and he declared that the Spanish flu has killed more people with the mask than by the flu itself. So you see the picture? And then now they're going on with vaccine. It's never been done in the history of WHO. WHO has never promoted and made a propaganda of vaccine, never in the whole history. So it is a very strange political decision to start doing propaganda on something that has not been tested, not approved internationally, not studied with no midterm, long-term effect, we don't know. And that's where it becomes worse and worse and worse. Normally, what we do with vaccines, and I will start with SARS-CoV-1. After SARS-CoV-1, a coronavirus, everybody tried to make a vaccine. So there was, of course, a lot of money funded to try and find a coronavirus vaccine. The corona family vaccine is known to mutate very easily. It's a flu, and it's known to mutate a lot. Well, up to this date, 20 years after, nobody has found a vaccine against coronavirus, neither against SARS-CoV-1. Even veterinarians have said they have tried this vaccine, it doesn't work on animals. And now, see contradiction? If you have common sense in science, you make the dots and you say, today, they do a vaccine in 3 months. Do we know anything? You go, you Google, and you see that even Pfizer, AstraZeneca say, oh, we have no guarantee, the study is not finished, we don't know the results yet. And if you read a bit better, there is no data on the population they are studying, there's no data on how they did the methodology. You see, as a scientist, methodology is a key. You can be very corrupted if you hide behind that people are paying for the study, first thing you have to get out of the game, and the second is the methodology. If you don't study and test a vaccine or a treatment on old people, and then you go and vaccinate them, it doesn't make sense. You don't know the side effect. And that's what happens systematically in the world since a long time. So you see, they have not even tested it on pregnant women, on children, and on old people. And look what's happening. They are vaccinating pregnant women, children they want to do, and old people massively. And this is not inhuman, it is dangerous. It's lethal and it's a crime. It is like a weapon. There is in the UN a bioweapon convention of biological toxicity. And it is, I think, we are going towards that. What is going on now is unprecedented. We have no feedback. It's just an injection of, when we know now that it's a genetic injection, it is RNA, synthetic, never done before, synthetic RNA. It has receptors, the spikes in the reproductive organs of the body, both in man and in woman. So it goes into their reproductive system and modifies the DNA potentially, and we don't know where it goes because we have never had such a vaccine before. Never. Never. And we know that coronaviruses mutate all the time. So it doesn't make sense. Professor Alexandra Henriot-Coud, who is a friend and geneticist, she says, she said, a functional vaccine, injection genetic vaccine. Because functional, it means that there is a motor of change. It's not just a vaccine that creates antibodies. It is a vaccine that has a kind of a functional engine that starts something that we don't know where it's going. But there are three factors in this that are really dangerous. It is that it does an autoimmune reaction, very strong, much stronger. Your immune system, especially in young people, can really be triggered by this very strong RNA vaccine. And the other one, it is that it goes on the receptors of reproductive health, so you become sterile completely. It's again the sterile, eugenic war that we've had in other vaccines, for example, in Kenya. And then the last one is that it is deadly. And today we have statistics that are huge. It's not promoted in the media, but we are collecting, we are scientific people collecting, and it's absolutely horrible. It's a hecatomb. It's of incredible proportion how much young people have clot, thrombosis. I forgot to say the main problem is thrombosis and clots. Goes in your system and the blood doesn't circulate the same. So when I hope it will not be too late that we can try and heal those people. But it's a crime against humanity, and it is a bioweapon. And for that, we should apply the Convention on Bioweapons of the United Nations in the Conference of Disarmament. They are forcing governments, or actually they are paying governments, people personally, or maybe also blackmailing them, to impose the vaccine to people. So if you are going to a retirement home, my dad entered a retirement home temporarily, I had to insist, I don't want him to get vaccinated, he doesn't want, respect his right. I had to keep on fighting to make sure he will not be vaccinated, because the government dribbled down to states and to hospital and institution. It's like a big web of organization, system organization, and it dribbles down really easy, and people are in a dictatorship they don't even realize. They say, oh, the government is right. Let's obey to the government. But this time, it is a corrupted government in one way or another. What you're doing is that you are paying for a vaccine that has never been tested, has not scientific data that is valid. It has been contested by many, many scientific people who are extremely specialized in vaccine. It's never been done before. Coronaviruses don't have an efficient vaccine. On top of it, they mutate all the time. So today, there is not the same mutation. And on top of this, they vaccinate you with a vaccine that can make you sick. Because 11% in Israel, under over 100,000 vaccine, are reinfected with a strain that we don't know. The only way to know is to do sequencing of the genome. So it's really a big plan, complicated, but you can see that the financial system, I can also say you one more thing, is that they are, since 2006, IFFIM has a leverage of donors, and they have issued vaccines bond on the global capital market, generating more than $6.2 billion through 35 issuance in 8 currencies. So this is, they consider, a pioneering social bond and vaccine bonds, and they enjoy this, and they think this is responsible to save lives. But in fact, they are playing the roulette and the casino with the vaccines and with human life. So we are Kobe's. I'm not going to get vaccinated, but it's really a scam to play with money on our behalf. We are just little puppets. The vaccine is an excuse to make money, to control, and finally, they don't care. We are just part of the roulette game. It's gargantuesque. It's really a crime against humanity and bioweapon. So WHO today, as it is not respecting ethical recommendations and the ethical framework that it has built. I was on the ethics committee, review committee, for 4 years, as an external, they always need an external expert. And in ethics, you have four simple things is do good, don't do harm, treat everybody the same, and let everybody decide they're autonomous. So this is basic. Well, today, WHO does not apply any of this with the international health regulation. It is in there. There's ethics, there's human rights, there's, respect, people. That's the first. Then there is also the right to science, which is not respected. The right to health is not respected. What we see is the right to disease, the right to treatment that is even censored. The right to vaccine is the only right, and it is not a human right. So what they're doing today, and you can look back now, 1 year in WHO, what you see they have done is everything against people. I'm sorry to say, but it is everything against liberating people from a virus. Still to this date, 1 year after, they say the virus is lethal. It's not the same virus. They call it COVID-19. No. There have been 1,500 variants and mutants. Still to this date, 1 year after, they say the virus is lethal. It's not the same virus. They call it COVID-19. No. There have been 1,500 variants and mutants. They are promoting lockdown. They are promoting masks. The measures taken to lock down public economy and public life with restaurants, especially all the arts that are healing. In fact, a lot of people, if you go to a museum, you feel good. All the sports, also the healthy part. Everything healthy, there's a locking down. Breathing with a mask, which is creating disease. The fact that you're healthy, they have changed the rhetoric. You are sick. You're sick all the time. You have to prove that you are healthy. And the only way to prove you're healthy is do the PCR test that is not valid all the time. WHO is acting as a vaccine seller, propagandist. This is unseen. And what is interesting is that in January 2020 or December 2019, when it started, we did not see where they were going with this. But this plan has been premeditated from the beginning, because their aim was to make people believe they are sick with this test that is invalid, and to make people believe the only way out is vaccine. And the third thing is they are contagious. Even if you're healthy, you're contagious. So you should go lock down, put your mask. And even if you have the vaccine, you have to keep on locking down and then wearing your mask. So it's absurdantism land. We are in it's a change of paradigm in their brain, and we have to really re-establish health. And actually, WHO is the World Health Organization. It's not the World Disease Organization. But today we could say it is the World Vaccination Organization. Because they have made a plan with Gavi and member states that is selling vaccine and having even social bonds on vaccine. That's where we are.